ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4 The Creation of the Fourth Order Chapter 28 Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life Part 8 Purport to verses 38 through 50 Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Whenever the word Brahman appears, the impersonalists take this to mean the impersonal effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti. Actually, however, Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman, is Krishna, Vasudeva. As stated in Chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. Krishna extends everywhere as the impersonal Brahman. One cannot fix one's mind upon an impersonal something. 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita therefore says, Klesho adhikataras tesham, avyakta sakta chetasam. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifest impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. Consequently, when it is said herein that King Malayadvaja fixed his mind on Brahman, Brahman actually means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Bahunang janmanam ante jnanavan mang prapadyate Vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahaatma sadurlabha. After many births and deaths, one who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, knowing Krishna to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is everything. And one who knows this is the greatest of all transcendentalists. It is stated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita that one realizes this after many, many births. And this is also confirmed herein with the words Divyang Varsha Shatam, 100 years according to the calculations of the demigods. According to the calculations of the demigods, 1 day or 12 hours is equal to 6 months on earth. 100 years of the demigods would equal 36,000 earth years. Thus, King Malayadvaja executed austerities and penances for 36,000 years. After this time, Malayadvaja became fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. To live on earth for so many years, one has to take birth many times. This confirms the conclusion of Krishna. To come to the conclusion of Krishna consciousness and to remain fixed in the realization that Krishna is everything, as well as render service unto Krishna, are characteristics of the perfectional stage. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hoy. When one comes to the conclusion that Krishna is everything, by worshipping or by rendering devotional service unto Krishna, one actually becomes perfect in all respects. And not only must one come to the conclusion that Krishna is everything, but the devotee must remain fixed in this realization. This is the highest perfection of life, and it is this perfection that King Malayadwaja attained at the end. The conditioned soul is often frustrated in trying to understand the distinctions between the material body, the super soul, and the individual soul. There are two types of Mayavadi philosophers, the followers of the Buddhist philosophy and the followers of the Shankara philosophy. The followers of Lord Buddha do not recognize that there is anything beyond the material body. The followers of Shankara conclude that there is no separate existence of the Paramatma, Supersoul. The Shankarites believe that the individual soul is identical with Paramatma in the ultimate analysis. But the Vaishnava philosopher, who is perfect in knowledge, knows that the body is made of external energy and that the Supersoul, the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is sitting with the individual soul and is distinct from the individual soul. Kshetrajñam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajñayor jñanam yattaj jñanam matam mama. O Sayan Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. And to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion, O Arjuna. So, the body is taken to be the field, and the individual soul is taken to be the worker in that field. Yet, there is another, who is known as Supersoul, who, along with the individual soul, simply witnesses. The individual soul works and enjoys the fruits of the body, whereas the Supersoul simply witnesses the activities of the individual soul, but does not enjoy the fruits of those activities. The Supersoul is present in every field of activity, whereas the individual soul is present only in one's localized body. King Malayadwaja attained this perfection of knowledge and was able to distinguish between the soul and the supersoul, as well as the difference between the soul and the material body. The words Sakshad Bhagavatottena Guruna Harina are very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead speaks directly to the individual soul when the devotee has completely purified him or herself by rendering devotional service to the Lord. Lord Krishna confirms this also in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Teshaṁ satata yukatānāṁ bhajatāṁ priti purvakam dadāmi buddhi yogaṁ taṁ yena māṁ upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship Krishna with love, Krishna gives the understanding by which they can come to Krishna. The Lord is the Supersoul seated in everyone's heart, and Krishna acts as the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within. However, Krishna gives direct instructions only to the advanced pure devotees. In the beginning, when a devotee is serious and sincere, Krishna gives one directions from within to approach a bona fide spiritual master. When one is trained by the spiritual master, according to the regulative principles of devotional service, and is situated on the platform of spontaneous attachment for the Lord, known as Raga Bhakti, the Lord also gives instructions from within. Teshang Satata Yuktanam Bhajatang Priti Purvakam. This distinct advantage is obtained by a liberated soul. Having attained this stage, King Malayadwaja was directly in touch with the Supreme Lord and was receiving instructions from Krishna directly. In the advanced stage of devotional service, the devotee does not see anything separate between his or her own interests and those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both interests become one, for the devotee does not act for a separate interest. Whatever one does, he or she does in the interest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, one sees everything in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything. Having attained this stage of understanding, one sees no distinction between the spiritual and material worlds. In perfect vision, the material world becomes the spiritual world due to its being the external energy of the Supreme Lord. For the perfect devotee, the energy and the energetic are non-different. Thus, the so-called material world becomes spiritual. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything is intended for the service of the Supreme Lord, and the expert devotee can utilize any so-called material thing for the service of the Lord. But one cannot serve the Lord without being situated on the spiritual platform. Thus, if a so-called material thing is dovetailed in the service of the Lord, then it is no longer to be considered material. Thus, the pure devotee, in his or her perfect vision, sees from all angles. Figuratively, King Malayadwaja is the spiritual master, and his wife, Vaidarbhi, is the disciple. The disciple accepts the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his Guru Ashtaka, Sakshad Harikvena. One directly accepts the Guru, the spiritual master, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one should accept the spiritual master not in the sense that the Mayavadi philosophers accept the spiritual master, but in the way recommended here. Since the spiritual master is the most confidential servant of the Lord, the Guru should be treated exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master should never be neglected or disobeyed like an ordinary person. If a woman is fortunate enough to be the wife of a pure devotee, she can serve her husband without any desire for sense gratification. And if she remains engaged in the service of her exalted husband, she will automatically attain the spiritual perfections of her husband. If a disciple gets a bona fide spiritual master, simply by satisfying him, the disciple can attain a similar opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one begins to burn firewood, there is smoke and agitation in the beginning. Although there are so many disturbances in the beginning, once the fire is completely set, the firewood burns steadily. Similarly, when both husband and wife follow the regulative principles of austerity, they remain silent and are not agitated by sex impulses. At such a time, both husband and wife are benefited spiritually. One can attain this stage of life by completely giving up a luxurious mode of life. The word chiravasa refers to very old torn garments. The wife especially should remain austere, not desiring luxurious dresses and living standards. She should accept only the bare necessities of life and minimize her eating and sleeping. And there should be no question of mating. For simply by engaging in the service of her exalted husband, who must also be a pure devotee, the wife will never be agitated by sex impulses. The vanaprastha stage is exactly like this. Although the wife remains with the husband, she undergoes severe austerities and penances, so that although both husband and wife live together, there is no question of sex. In this way, both husband and wife can live together perpetually. Since the wife is weaker than the husband, this weakness is expressed herein with the words upapatim. Upa means near to or almost equal to. Being a man, the husband is generally more advanced than his wife. Nonetheless, the wife is expected to give up all luxurious habits. She should not even dress nicely or comb her hair. Hair combing is one of the main businesses of women. But in the vanaprastha stage, the wife should not take care of her hair. Thus, her hair will become tangled in knots. Consequently, the wife will no longer be attractive to the husband, and she herself will no longer be agitated by sex impulses. In this way, both husband and wife can advance in spiritual consciousness. This advanced stage is called the Paramahamsa stage, and once it is obtained, both husband and wife can be actually liberated from bodily consciousness. In the same way, if the disciple remains steady in the service of the spiritual master, one need no longer fear falling down into the clutches of Maya. It appears that the queen did not even talk to her husband while serving. She would simply perform her prescribed duties without talk. Thus, she did not stop rendering service until she could ascertain that her husband had passed from his body. As soon as the circulation of blood and air within the body stops, it is to be understood that the soul within the body has left. The stoppage of the blood circulation is perceived when the hands and feet lose heat. One tests whether a body is alive or not by feeling the heart's palpitations and the coldness of the feet and hands. Figuratively, the queen is supposed to be the disciple of the king. Thus, when the mortal body of the spiritual master expires, his disciple should cry exactly as the queen cried when the king left his body. However, the disciple and spiritual master are never separated, because the spiritual master always keeps company with the disciple as long as the disciple strictly follows the instructions of the spiritual master. This is called the association of Vani, the association of the spiritual master by means of his words. Physical presence is called Vapu. So as long as the spiritual master is physically present, the disciple should serve the physical body of the spiritual master. And when the spiritual master is no longer physically existing, then the disciple should serve the Vani, the instructions of the spiritual master. Whenever an Acharya comes, following the superior orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative, the Acharya establishes the principles of religion as enunciated in Bhagavad Gita. Religion means abiding by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Religious principles begin from the time one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the duty of the Acharya to spread a bona fide religious system and induce everyone to bow down before the Supreme Lord. One executes the religious principles by rendering devotional service, specifically the 9 items like hearing, chanting, and remembering. Unfortunately, when the Acharya disappears, rogues and non-devotees take advantage and immediately begin to introduce unauthorized principles in the name of so-called swamis, yogis, philanthropists, welfare workers, and so on. Actually, human life is meant for executing the orders of the Supreme Lord. And this is stated by Krishna at the end of chapter 9 in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam e vaishyasi yuk vaivam atmanam mat parayana. Engage your mind always in thinking of me and become my devotee. Offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Therefore, the main business of human society is to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at all times, to become his devotee, to worship the Supreme Lord, and to bow down before Krishna. The Acharya, the authorized representative of the Supreme Lord, establishes these 3 principles. But when the Acharya disappears, things once again become disordered. So, the perfect disciples of the Acharya try to relieve the situation by sincerely following the instructions of the spiritual master. At the present moment, practically the entire world is afraid of rogues and non-devotees. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is started to save the world from irreligious principles. Everyone should cooperate with this movement in order to bring about actual peace and happiness in the world. Just as a devoted wife becomes afflicted at the passing away of her husband, when a spiritual master passes away, the disciple becomes similarly bereaved. It is the long-standing tradition of the Vedic system that a faithful wife dies along with her husband. This is called Saha Marana. In India, this system was prevalent even to the date of British occupation. At that time, however, a wife who did not wish to die with her husband was sometimes forced to do so by her relatives. Formerly, that was not the case. The wife used to enter the fire voluntarily. The British government stopped this practice, considering it inhuman. However, from the early history of India, we find that when Maharaj Pandu died, he was survived by two wives, Madri and Kunti. The question was whether both should die or one should die. After the death of Maharaj Pandu, his wives settled that one should remain and the other should go. Madri would perish with her husband in the fire, and Kunti would remain to take charge of the five Pandava children. Even as late as 1936, we saw a devoted wife voluntarily enter the fire of her husband. A devoted disciple of the spiritual master would rather die with the spiritual master than fail to execute the mission of the spiritual master. Just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes down upon this earth just to reestablish the principles of religion, so Krishna's representative, the spiritual master, also comes to reestablish religious principles. It is the duty of the disciples to take charge of the mission of the spiritual master and execute it properly. Otherwise, the disciple should decide to die along with the spiritual master. In other words, to execute the will of the spiritual master, the disciple should be prepared to lay down one's life and abandon all personal considerations. Recorded December 11, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Kujat Kokila Hamsa Sarasa Guna Kirne Mayura Kule Nana Ratnani Bad Hamula Vishtapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane Radha Krishna Mahar Nisham Pravajatao Jivarta Dauya Muda Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopala Kao Pujat Kokila Hamsa Sarasa Guna Kirne Mayura Kule Nana Ratna Nibadya Mula Vittapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane Radha Krishnam Aharnisham Prabhajatao kibar kadau yau muda. Bande rupasana tenau ragu yagau, sigiva go palakau. Bande rupasana tenau ragu yagau, sigiva go palakau. Kujat po kila hong. Sarasa Dana Kirne Mayura Kule Nana Ratna Nibadhamula Vikapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane Radha Krishna Maharnishang Prabhajatao Jivarpadao Yao Muda Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Si Jiva Gopalakao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Jiva Gopalakau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Jaya Govinda Jaya Gopal Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal Dina Dayal, Prabhu, Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal, Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Shyama Sundara, Kanaya Lal, Giri Varadhari, Nanda Dulal. Nanda Dulal, Prabhu, Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal, Prabhu. Nanda Dulal Achyut Keshava Sri Radha Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Achyut Keshava Sri Radha Vallava Govinda Gopala Hari Jaya Govinda Jaya Gopal, Keshava Madhava, Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal, Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal, Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Hakima. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The six Goswamis of Vrindavan were always engaged in worshipping Radha Krishna in the transcendental land of Vrindavan, where there are beautiful trees full of fruits and flowers, and they have under their roots all valuable jewels. The six Goswamis are perfectly competent to bestow upon the living entities the greatest boon of the human form of life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami.